Petition for Carol Atkins, A-D-K-I-N-S, February 1147, addresses a letter to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Waldezak, W-A-L-D, as in David, E-Z-A-K-P-A, 539-7747. Dear Mrs. Waldezak, consultation Mrs. Atkins, who has elevated calcium, low PTH. She has developed a growth on the right-sided mandibular area, ultrasound, MRI, suspicious for potential malignancy. Biopsy will be done hopefully soon. She has chronic COPD from prior smoking, denied spirulina material hemoptysis, does use inhalers, there has been no need for oxygen, nor apnea PND, question some weight loss, appetite fair, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness or blood, no gross edema, no major claudication symptoms, denies enlargement of lymph nodes on other areas. Next paragraph, her past medical history for hypertension, prior smoker with diagnosis of COPD, history of ovarian cancer as well as endometrial cancer, hysterectomy including tubes and ovaries, prior coronary artery disease angioplasty intervention, diabetes, no documented retinopathy or neuropathy, denies event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding. She's not aware of anemia, blood transfusion. There is prior ultrasound findings of fatty liver, but she denies viral hepatitis or chronic liver disease, denies recent pneumonia hemoptysis. Next paragraph. Surgeries including gallbladder, hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries, prior thyroid biopsies, a right-sided wrist joint replacement, the prior coronary artery angioplasty stent, apparently 2017 LAD, next paragraph, discontinued smoking 2006, one pack per day at least 30 years or longer, denies alcohol abuse. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease or thyroid or calcium abnormalities. Next paragraph, reported allergies to iodine with hives. Next paragraph, medications include aspirin, Proventil, Brio Ellipta, Spiriva, Norvasc, Crestor, has been on meloxicam, eye drops, recent potassium discontinue. Next paragraph, reviewing records, other diagnoses include a positive rheumatoid factor, although I don't have a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis, sedimentation rate, T-reactive protein has been normal, problems of insomnia, migraines, chronic dyspnea, prior colonoscopy, tubular adenoma of the colon, stress testing few years back negative, there is some atherosclerosis, carotid arteries, but no stenosis. Also prior right-sided shoulder arthroscopy, next paragraph, on physical exam, her weight 156, alert orientation time 3, blood pressure 140/68, height 63.5 inches, she wears dentures, there is the lesions mass right submandibular area, hard, not tender, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no gross carotid bruise or JBD, COPD abnormalities, air trapping, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no palpable liver spleen, no gross peripheral edema, pulses are palpable, no ischemic changes, no gross focal deficits, and arthritis of the hands. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistry is March 16. Creatinine has changed from normal 2021 0.9, 2022 1, and this year February 1.2, March 1.4, 1.1. Calcio, previously 10 to 10.3 mile elevated, last year September 10.9, February this year 11.3, March 11.9, presently 10. Recently low potassium, which is back to normal, normal sodium, normal acid base, normal albumin. There is elevation of AST, ALT, with normal bilirubin, normal alkaline phosphatase. Present GFR will be at 40. Present GFR will be around 50. The last year and a half fluctuating in the 40s to 54. She has elevated ionized calcium, normal hemoglobin white blood cell platelet, urine analysis, presence of bacteria. Albumin creatinine ratio, one isolated number elevated, otherwise has been normal. Recently, 34, 33 was normal, however, TSH was suppressed. The last one, however, is back to normal, PTH suppressed at 3, PTH-related peptide not elevated, vitamin D 125 is high at 83, for the lab being 78 upper normal. Thyroid antibodies were not abnormal, GGT has been elevated. There is a recent ultrasound head and neck, followed by an MRI of the face with and without contrast, showing abnormalities with increased enhanced lesions. A biopsy will be needed as malignancy needs to be ruled out. The last echo available is October 2021, normal ejection fraction. No major other abnormalities, a negative stress test February 2019, a carotid Doppler 2018, no stenosis, but presence of plaque. The presence of thyroid nodules bilateral, documented many years back with prior biopsies. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute kidney injury. A number of factors include hypercalcemia as well as the exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. This is needs to be stopped. Calcium will be followed. Differential diagnosis as below. A kidney ultrasound has been requested. There has been no documented nephrolithiasis or nephrosclerosis. Next number, hypercalcemia, we suppress PTH in the presence of lesions, mass on the right submandibular area. Malignancy needs to be ruled out, biopsy to be done hopefully soon. Next number, isolated episode of low potassium that is back to normal, not clear etiology as she is not on diuretics and there was no problems of vomiting or diarrhea. Next number, hypertension in the office fair as she is going to be off the anti-inflammatory agents, expect improvement, continue present NORVASC. Next number, prior smoker, physical findings of COPD, air trapping, continue bronchodilators. Next number, abnormal liver function test, previously documented fatty liver. She denies alcohol intake. There has been exposure to medications. Presently clinically not symptomatic. Next number, recently suppressed TSH with normal free T4 with recent thyroid test appears to be back to normal. One reason for hypercalcemia with suppressed PTH is uncontrolled hyperthyroidism. I don't have evidence of that clinically or by chemistries. Next paragraph, comments, all issues discussed with the patient and family member. She's going to try to be off the anti-inflammatory agents, only using Tylenol carefully as there is already liver function abnormalities. Monitor blood pressure for further adjustments. Monitor chemistries to assess the stability of the calcium renal failure and no recurrence of the low potassium. Agree with plans for biopsy, which will determine diagnosis, prognosis, and treatment. End of dictation.